What is the answer to the design of the system which makes it less susceptible to this sort of chaotic disruption?
There is no simple answer. I ask you just to think, what would it be like right now, growing population, more cars, more single drivers, more trucks, if we didn't have the City Link, right? So just imagine all that traffic going through the city. But so we're always going to have a lot of cars, vehicles on the road. And when an accident occurs, unfortunately, it's going to be very dislocating. But can I say to you again, and it's not the total solution, we've got to give people the opportunity of a different system, which is why I think an underground rail system. Now, it's not going to get everyone off the roads, etc., but it will certainly lessen the traffic that is on top of the surface. By that I mean on land.
So would you rather have underground trains than the east-west link?
No, you've heard me say before, we've got to join up the freeways that we've got, right? It's madness not to, and those thousands of people sitting out there getting, you know, whether it's Eastern Freeway, whether it's coming up from your part of the world down the Mornington Peninsula, you want to be able to connect. So we've got to do the east-west. There's no doubt about that. But for goodness sake, we should start planning on an underground rail system. And it might cost a lot of money now, but in 50 years' time, it will sound and seem cheap.
That's not going to happen.
Well, it can happen.
Well, it's not going to be done, is it? Because you're not going to forget a political party that's brave enough to do it.
Sorry, I don't accept that, because I believe it will happen because of the very thing that we're talking about now. Now, this having an underground rail system will not necessarily avoid whatever's happened today, because that is probably human frailty.
You're going to have crashes. The point is to minimise the disruption. Sorry, I'd like to take some calls. 96900 693 131332. You are the people who are out in the roads more than probably either of us, although you do a lot more driving than I do. Where are the problem areas and what do you need to do to fix them? The Monash is clearly a problem.
Yes, it's the Eastern Freeway is a problem.
The Eastern Freeway is a problem. The tunnels are a problem anywhere from about 3 o'clock on. Those silly traffic lights are on the feeder ramps all the time now.
Coming
the tunnel's
in from
always
Geelong,
down to two lanes.
Where this accident's happened is a problem.
Yeah.
We just are now at a point where the seams are bursting.
Hello, John. What do you think?
Neil, Jeff.
Yep.
Guys, I'm on the road all day, and I have issues in regards to not knowing what speed limits are at sometimes when I'm driving. There's so many different speed limits on one given highway or road. I don't know how people that don't drive all the time, you're going to know what the speed limit is half the time.
I think we do change them too much, chop and change them too much, and to his credit, the Speed Camera Commissioner's been looking at that, and so has VicRoads. In fact, they agreed with me, the new head of VicRoads, I had him recently, and he said, yeah, we've got too many, we've got to rationalise them. I think you're right, John.
And it's worse, not worse, but it's more obvious in residential areas around schools, etc. You can go from a 40 to a 60, back to a 50, and that's very confusing. But where the most serious accidents seem to be occurring is on these larger stretches of roads. So you're coming in from Gippsland or you're coming in from Geelong. These are the places where we seem to be having the more serious accidents.
A caller off air just reminded us it was a family of swans crossing the Princess Freeway and about this spot yesterday, and they got them across eight lanes safely. We'll take a break. More from Jeff Kennett in a moment. The roads, where are the problem areas and what do you do to fix them? I mean, and take the politics out of it. What are the answers, if there are any? Yes, an underground rail system, a decent underground rail system. I've seen them around the world and they've...
Can I just throw something else into people to think about while we go to a break? Because there is no simple answer, but we do have to change the culture a bit. And you and I have talked about in the past about delivery trucks working more.
Neil. You want them delivering in the middle of the night. That means the milk bar has to open at midnight.
You keep saying, you know, let's be constructive, but then you keep saying it won't work.
But you need work.
Unless something does work, we're going to have more of the situation that we've got now. So we've got to devise a system that will work. So please don't say it won't work.
We have talked about it. You want the trucks working through the night. Delivery trucks.
Yes, I want to better use the 24 hours. I went home last night after the opera and drove home at about 12 o'clock. There was no one on the roads, right? So all this infrastructure's there, unused. Now, how can we better utilise the infrastructure we have, the Westgate Bridge, etc., which is blocked for two or three times a day, and yet you could drive over it with no one there on other times.
What was the opera?
Tosca. It is absolutely stunning. It is one of the best renditions of Tosca I have ever seen. We have a good cultural heart in this city, and if anyone is out there wanting to see some extraordinary singing and acting, please go. Okay. There's five more productions left. Stunning, stunning, stunning.